So, you're cooking this great meal, but then you discover that you're missing a key ingredient. Quick, down to the local grocery store. But when you arrive, there's a closed sign hanging on the front door. Sensational. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. That's not what you want. You need that store to be open for business, right? Because without that key ingredient, the recipe just won't work. But how often do we hang up the close sign when it comes to changing our ways, to learning something new, to admitting that honestly, we've botched things up and we need to fix them? Personally, I was particularly good at that as a teenager, because back then I was convinced that I pretty much knew everything. How about you? That's why when King Solomon back in the day set about teaching his young sons, imparting them the wisdom of his years, he began like this, Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 to 6. These are the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David and king of Israel. They'll help you learn to be wise, to accept correction, and to understand wise sayings. They'll teach you to develop your mind in the right way. You'll learn to do what's right and to be honest and fair. These proverbs will make even those without education smart. They'll teach young people what they need to know and how to use what they've learned. Even the wise could become wiser by listening to these proverbs. They'll gain understanding and learn to solve difficult problems. Friend, when it comes to correction, to learning, be open for business 24/7. Listen to God, because His wisdom will change your life. That's His word, fresh for you today. Truly, there's such power in the word of God. Power to change lives. Power to change your life. That's why I'd love to send you this devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org to subscribe. And when you do, you'll also receive a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called 3 Skills That'll Change Everything. That web address again is freshdevotional.org.